Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime.
Welcome to season three.
If you have been with us for the previous two seasons.
Why?
Right. Yeah. I should have played this for you before we started, but for the last three seasons, I have actually been keeping a, like, bloopers file. It's funny because, I mean, there's sometimes we're just literally like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing right now. So just cut this out.
Edit that out.
Yeah. So this started as just honestly kind of a joke.
It did?
Yeah. And here we are.
It's still a little bit of a joke.
Yeah. Wait, and yeah, the biggest inside joke ever. So this is like an updates episode. We took September off to kind of regroup, catch up for spooky season. You've got to put it where it counts.
I only have so many spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we'll do some updates. We got all kinds of stuff. I even took notes. Some cases we're watching right now, because this is the beginning of October 2025, if you're watching this somewhere in the future, because people do that. So we probably need to say.
What a fucking year it's been, too, my God.
Right. I was telling somebody at work the other day, it felt like we all were complaining how slow January was, like, creeping by. And then, like,
and now here we are.
Yeah, went hyperspeed. Been an interesting year, as always. Personally, nationally, globally, spiritually, everything. Crazy.
I'm wore out.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do this like every 3 months on a Monday, and we joke and we have fun. And you guys, for some reason, choose to listen to us. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. We are not professionals at this. Mm-mm. Those 1 and 3 star.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Those 1 and 3 star reviews that pop up sometimes. Let us know. Yeah. Sometimes our audio sucks, but you know what?
But guess what?
I do fucking hair for a living.
I'm not an audio engineer.
Yeah. If you need to know what to do whenever your client no-shows you, I'm your girl to talk to.
Yeah, call me.
But I'm just cosplaying as a podcaster sometimes. So thanks for listening to that.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's a little bit of, don't put the importance on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just a girl.
Right. And we've grown and matured and learned so much in the last 3 years.
I don't know about mature.
Yeah, true. But
all in all, we're still just dum-dums with a mic, and we can't believe y'all listen to us. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially whenever, like, overseas people listen to us.
That's wildest part to me.
I'm like, are you picking on us?
Are you just trying to study by accident?
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
And we've got some really big episodes. The Georgia Deadliest Man, Billy Sunday Burt. Mm-hmm. Big, big hit. Marsha Brantley, big, big hit.
Yep.
The Stateline Mob, which we'll get to that in a little bit. That's a big, big hit. Plus, we had a re-release on that. Sometimes when we're busy, I just re-release episodes. Like today, I just re-released Lookout Mountain and Ruby Falls, because with spooky season upon us, I thought that would be a fun little thing for people to listen to.
All right.
Anyway, lots of talking. Our format's probably going to be a little bit different. We kind of bullshitted a lot at the beginning of this episode, and I might cut some of that out. We'll see. But we will move back to the end of the episode from now on, because we hear you and we understand some people don't like the banter.
But if you do like the banter, stick around after the case. You'll get a little
further. Right. We'll get our sillies out after talking about some real serious shit. Talking about heavy shit. That's another thing that's kind of shifted a little bit. We don't do as many murders as we used to.
Guys, it's rough on a girl's psyche when all she's researching is death and murder and not so niceness. So sometimes we have to take a step away from all of the murder and do a little bit of scandal, do several spookies, stuff like that. So I understand if we are a true crime podcast, so I understand if you want to hear a lot of murder, but sometimes it's rough on a gal.
Well, true crime doesn't have to mean murder, and it's very subjective.
No. And I think a lot of people forget that, like, scandal is crime.
And I think we like to cover different things, obviously. That's why we do stuff just in the South. And I think people appreciate that and like that. And actually, some of the episodes coming up are not, like, murder ones at all, but are really, really cool, fascinating ones that they're going to think are interesting. So,
or at least we hope they are interesting.
Yeah. And more than anything, like, we laugh about people listening to us and why. But that's so cool because our culture in this area truly is one of its own. Like, we're not, like, the rednecks and hicks and all that that you see on, which, like, I get where that stereotype comes from, but that's not who we are. So, like, thanks for listening to, like, our culture, which is silly to say, but it's true.
Little gals from Appalachia.
Yeah.
Honestly and truly.
Can't pronounce words correctly.
Okay.
I have a couple that I'm going to have to Google voice to see how they're pronounced in my upcoming episodes, so.
Yeah. I do, anytime I learn a new word, like reading it or whatever, I easily Google it and see how I can say it.
Same. And I feel like that's why I can't say a lot of words properly. It's because I read a lot growing up. So then, like, that word was just however that's how I said it. Anyway, silliness, but thanks. Cases we are watching right now. I wrote this down because I am neck deep in some. Austin Drummond in Dyer County, which, like, I only get on Facebook to look at this group on Facebook. It is fucking wild. Y'all, I'm going to say this to our listeners. If you are in a true crime group on Facebook, y'all are fucking nuts.
That girl.
Y'all are fucking nuts. Y'all.
People just be saying.
That's what I started to say. Y'all will just throw around accusations like these aren't people's fucking lives. Like, y'all.
Like somebody else, like, literally proves you wrong, you'll be like, I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, it's so the Dyer County, Tennessee one is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And y'all are crazy, crazy. Four people were brutally murdered. One of them was a 15-year-old boy. We are not professionals at this, but then, like, TikTokers get up there and say stuff, and there's one that is throwing around heavy accusation. I don't know. Just y'all are fucking crazy.
I follow a TikToker who also throws around some heavy accusations around the murders and, like, saying things like they don't think that it was Alex that did it. They think that it was somebody trying to get revenge for Stephen Smith's murder. And I'm like, that's... Guys.
People still think that Brian Koberger is innocent. And it's... that's like... Okay. I was talking to a friend of mine. Yogurt Shop Murders, which will come we'll back a little... Yeah, we'll come there. So talking to her about the yogurt shop, and she was like, well, I just don't understand why they haven't taken the DNA for JonBenet. It's like they don't want to get it solved. And I was like, but why? That would make someone's career to get it solved.
Right.
I would say bureaucratic red tape, because we are working a murder investigation that is cold and unsolved in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Listen to the Marty Davis episode. But red tape, just government red tape. Like, how many people would you have to involve in a cover-up that so many people just don't say anything? And, like, why would all of these people have a reason? Has it happened before? Absolutely. Have we probably covered stuff like that before? Absolutely. Yeah. But every fucking time, that's not it. Right. Like,
it's exactly.
Just crazy. So anyway, the Dyer County, I've been really watching that. That's super sad. That's the abandoned baby left in West Tennessee. Her family was murdered. Y'all are fucking nuts in the Facebook group. And if you are offended by me saying that, then you need to stop what you were doing in the Facebook groups.
Period.
Lakeland Snelling is another one that I'm following. She is the girl that had
a baby
and put it in the closet.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced of all the details that have come out with that.
That's another one on TikTok. People were throwing around the names of the daddy before any of that had been released.
Let's take a second here and figure out what the fuck actually happened before we start throwing things around.
Devil's Den is another one, which is Arkansas. I still consider the South.
Arkansas.
That man's fucking nuts.
Hey, if you ask me, the Ozarks are just as creepy as the Appalachians. But that's just,
oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. So, all right. Anyway, coming into spooky season here in Cleveland, Tennessee, the spirits, legends, and lore, the little stories they tell downtown, if you want to do that. I think we mentioned that every year. I think we're
usually show up to that.
So it's the Courthouse Square, Tuesday, October 28th at 6:30. Bring a chair. They used to walk around and do it, and I wish they still did that.
Yeah.
I have looked all over Facebook, and I cannot find details for the Fort Hill walking tour, so I don't know if they've not released that yet, but...
Yeah, sometimes they wait a long time to release it, and I don't know if it's because they're still organizing or what, but yeah, there usually is every year.
I sort of said they've done it for years, so I would assume...
It's a big deal. They usually do it for a couple weekends. It's usually like the 2 weekends before Halloween.
I think so.
Usually.
I love going to that, though, because that changes every year. The spirits, legends, and lore is normally always like the same stories, but that's always different. They tell you, like, dress up in period piece clothing and tell you about, like, big names. A few years ago when we went, George R. Stewart from like Stewart Elementary was one. So that's always really cool. And then the block party. I was just telling somebody about that the other day that had just moved here that had no clue that we even had the block party. So on Halloween, every year, actually on Halloween.
Everybody dresses up.
Yeah, and they shut down around the little courthouse and Mars has Treat Street.
And there's all kinds of vendors and stuff. And
Yeah.
And the block party is when you get to go see Tall Betsy.
Yeah, down Sitting Airy. So Cleveland, Tennessee does Halloween. So,
we are very into Halloween.
We are. We like Halloween around here.
Which surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think we would be as into Halloween if Alan Jones had not made up the Legend of Tall Betsy?
I don't know.
You know it all down. And Eminem Mars.
And Eminem Mars. Yeah, I think that might have been a bit of the catalyst.
So anyway, we've just been yammering on. What updates do you got?
Well, today I have an official update on, so you remember our episode on Bardstown?
Yeah.
And then our last set of updates, I told everybody that they were getting back into Crystal's case.
Bardstown is a big episode, too. People have really enjoyed that one.
Well, let me tell you something. Brooks Houck, Joseph Lawson, and Stephen Lawson have all been convicted for Crystal's murder. Brooks, how, if you remember, was Crystal Runner's baby daddy slash ex-boyfriend. Brooks ended up getting life in prison plus 5 years. So, whatever.
Never getting out.
So the Lawsons actually ended up requesting a new trial. But that was denied. Like, they basically said, we didn't want, I think it was Stephen, was tried in conjunction with Brooks, like, at the same time.
Oh, yeah, and they were saying they wanted it separate.
And they were saying they wanted it separate, and they were basically like, no.
Sorry
about it. Which, I mean, a defense attorney is going to defense attorney.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, all of the sentencing, all of the victim impact statements can be found on YouTube. Every single one of them, including Crystal's mama, who basically gave Brooks down the fucking road.
I would too.
Oh, Crystal's sister called him a coward. Said you were real cocky for a long time, but you got yours, didn't you? And her brother was pleading for them to tell them where Crystal's body is, which is another thing. We still don't know where Crystal's body is.
I didn't even think about that. They still have no clue where she is.
Right. Because he didn't take a plea deal or anything where he would have to reveal the location of her body. So, we don't have Crystal yet. Hopefully, one of them will fuck up while they're in prison and tell somebody something. But here's the crazy thing for me, right? Brooke's mother and brother, which if you remember, Nick Houck was the cop brother.
Right.
That made the weird statements and his car, like, he was driving Brooks around at one point. It was a whole thing.
And isn't he the one that, like, called whenever he was getting interrogated? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, Brooks' mom and brother Nick were brought in Brooks' trial as possible co-conspirators, but never brought in.
He sold his mama and his brother out?
I don't think so. I think it was more of like they had bone evidence. Because there are a couple of places where they talk about, and yes, you can watch this trial on YouTube. Court TV. Cover this trial. Big time. And there was cell phone evidence that Brooks' mama was using a throwaway phone for a week after Crystal disappeared and all kinds of stuff.
And there's no reason for a grown fucking adult to have a fucking burner phone. Like, no.
What? But we don't, other than like it being brought up in trial, nothing. And then my next question is, what about Tommy?
Right.
That's Crystal's dad who was murdered while taking his grandson, hunting, a couple of years after Crystal's disappearance.
Right, like, on his property.
Yeah. He was sniped from the tree line.
Yeah.
So that's my next question is, well, then who did that?
No one will ever be able to convince me that's not related.
No. How could it not be?
Right. That's real coincidental.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, if you want the OG story, go back and listen to Bardstown, Kentucky. There are two other murders, along with Crystal and Tommy, on that same episode. Bardstown was a wild, wild place, y'all. Bardstown, episode 22.
And people really enjoy that one.
We got a lot of feedback on that one, like, online.
Yeah.
It was, like, we were not ready for that.
People were literally commenting, Bardstown is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, from Bardstown. Hey,
BT Cubs. So, the next update I have is on Polly Pusser.
Oh, yeah.
So, T. Martin, TBI, and the 25th Judicial Attorney General held a press conference recently announcing their findings after the exhumation and autopsy of Polly Pusser. Which, if you remember and listen to our original episode, which we recently re-released to refresh everybody when they did exhume her body, Buford Pusser, the sheriff of fame who had the Hollywood movie Walking Tall made after him, turns out, was a liar.
Yeah.
Well, at least according to the TBI.
Right. And I mean, they straight up said if he was alive, we would
indict him.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's big to throw around.
Right. They are thinking now, at this current juncture in time, that Buford Pusser killed his wife, Pauline, and staged the scene to look like an ambush. They think he shot her outside the car and then put her inside the car to stage everything.
Which, yeah, like, obviously I'd say the car is gone, but they have pretty good pictures because they didn't have, like, forensics back then, but they had pictures, and I'd say it was really picture documented, and with blood spatter, I guess really all you would need is pictures.
Yes. And then additionally, they note that there was an old nasal injury to Pauline that they relate to domestic violence, which, hey, back then, you beat your wife and nobody said anything about it.
Which, I mean, he died in a DUI accident. So, like, yeah, I get at the time, like, you could do that kind of stuff. But I just, that's always made me question if he was the lawman that everyone.
Yeah. So, who knows? We had a quote from, like, the agency head. And he says, this case is not about tearing down a legend. It is about giving dignity and closure to Pauline and her family and ensuring that the truth is not buried with tire. And they also said, the truth matters. Justice matters. Even 58 years later, Pauline deserves both.
I like that.
I think that was very astute. And also, so they're in the midst of redacting the almost or the over 1,000 page file on this case, and UT Martin plans to make it a searchable document, like through I think their library, probably, but plans to make it available online as a searchable document.
I have looked, I've not seen it yet.
I'm interested to know how we got here,
right? But at the same time, I don't think the TBI is going to stand up there and say, if this man was alive, we would indict him if they don't fucking mean
they don't
it.
Fucking
so, yeah. Right. So I
wonder if it's not nasal injuries, plural.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that would definitely indicate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
I have one that I didn't even think of until just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Craig Liner.
Oh, yes.
Since the episode, there's actually been a lot of updates, which we have a whole running thing of it on our website, if you ever need to look in real time. But since Craig Liner has been to jail, he has additional charges now for trying to hire a prisoner to kill his ex-mother-in-law. So he's got that. That is going to be a whole separate charge. He's been arraigned on it, but he's still in jail.
This man's crazy in creek water. I'm saying that with right now.
Yeah. Well, it was all caught on tape. So now he is charged with solicitation to commit murder on top of his murder charges.
What the hell would you think that your conversations were not being recorded in the jail?
The most recent update is Craig Liner has not paid his attorney.
Not.
Karen's family is civilly suing him, so that money is tied up. He can't get to any of his assets.
Right.
So his attorney says,
which they're suing him to get money for the kids.
Right. Which is completely fair.
Yes.
But they had signed a contract with how much he would pay this attorney. Well, he paid the attorney $100,000 as a partial retainer. Mm-hmm. And that's all he can get to. No more money he can get to. Well, the attorney's saying, I'm not going to represent him unless he pays the contracted amount.
Yeah.
So the judge...
Which I don't blame the attorney.
I don't either. I don't either at all. So then Craig Liner first tried to say that he needed legal representation. And the judge was like, you have $3 million in assets. You might be locked out of it, but I can't ignore that you have that. So I can't give you court-appointed
right to pay.
So then he said he was going to represent himself.
You ain't going to have $3 million when this is over with.
Right. Well, then he was like, I'll represent myself. Well, then Phil Jacobson, his civil attorney, stepped up and was like, no, let me explain to him this isn't a good idea. So now what the judge is doing is seeing if it's legal for basically them to give him an attorney and then his estate pay that attorney for their work after the fact.
I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So.
Because we know this son of a bitch is crazy as hell. He's going to try to find some way to not pay you.
Yeah.
Especially when he loses. Like, he's going to because. Yeah. My God, The amount of evidence against you, sir, is staggering.
It was caught on three different cameras.
Yes. The best you can hope for is getting life in prison.
Yeah, dude, I would just plead at this point and just go to prison for the rest of your life because, yikes. But I'll keep watching this one.
Yeah. Also, I mean, we've been told that there's no way in hell that they're going to reopen that case with his parents. But given the continued crazy that they display, I almost wonder if they won't.
Yeah. Did you learn it or do it? So, yeah. Anyway, this has been like a 30-minute long rambling.
Hope you liked it. Yeah. New episode. Three years.
Yeah. And that gets us back into groove. Our next episode will be our Halloween episode, and I think you guys are really gonna like it.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.